The Gemara has a debate whether mitzvahs srichas kavana. Do mitzvahs require intent? So, as I always point out, this is a post facto machlokas, not a machlokas before you do the mitzvah. Everyone agrees before you do the mitzvah, you should have kavana. The machlokas is if I did the mitzvah without the requisite kavana, do I credit for a mitzvah? So basically, we pasken on a mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah srichas kavana. On a mitzvah drabana, we pasken enyo srichas kavana. That's the general question. But at least definitely lechatchila. Anyway, we need mitzvah srichas kavana. So, the Aruch HaShulchan has a famous shaila. The Aruch HaShulchan asks, how come mitzvahs are more stringent than karbanos? That he says, we see regarding karbanos, different gemaras, that stam lishma, that the simple performance of the karban, without any special kavana, we consider it like you did have it. If you're neutral, we assume you had kavana. So therefore, why wouldn't I say the same thing by mitzvahs? Why would karbanos be stricter, or why would mitzvahs be stricter than karbanos? The Aruch HaShulchan answers, I'll tell you why. The reason why mitzvahs need kavana, a more positive kavana, while by karbanos, it's stam is good, he says, because that's when the animal, he points out that the behemoth has already been mekudesh, has already been sanctified and prepared, and it's waiting this to have a tostefis kedusha. So you already prepared the animal, it's already kodesh, and you want to make it more kodesh. However, the purpose when you do a mitzvah is the action. It has to be sacked, it has to become kadosh. And therefore, so, by kadshim, it already has kedusha. We're talking about tosefes kedusha, so stam lishma. But by the mitzvah, before you do the mitzvah, it's not kadosh, you need the kavana to get it kadosh. So therefore, that's why it's stricter. Others, that's the Aruch HaShulchan, but that's not the way we don't seem to pass them, like the Aruch HaShulchan. The Chai Adam, the Mishnah Berurah, that's based in the Rishonim, that really, I think it's Rabbi Yonah, that we say mitzvah striches kavana, if it's just a mitzvah, let's say, of Amira. If you're doing a maisa, so the maisa creates the kavana. Why else am I shaking a luav? Either I'm nuts or I'm cleaning the ceiling or what? So it's obvious what you're doing. So therefore, we assume that in certain situations as well, by mitzvahs, that it is stamlet. Even though lechatchil we have mitzvah srichas kavana, but for mitzvahs also, the context could create the kavana as well. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to disagree. It says when it comes to mitzvahs, you need specific intent, but the poskim seem to be cholek and say by mitzvahs as well, under the right scenarios, either drabanan or that you're doing in the context of other mitzvahs. In the context of the mitzvah, that's enough to assume that you are doing a l'shei mitzvah and you'd be yotzei.